WCSC. It's Loving Spoonful, and you didn't have to be so nice. Now, 6:34 is our time. Briefly, in state headlines, a national energy conservation official says the American people may have to sacrifice a little bit to have enough in the next 10 years. And Governor John West has called on the South Carolina General Assembly to reform the state's automobile insurance laws. The House Judiciary Committee has voted to keep a bill to reinstate the death penalty in committee, pending clarification of the issue by the U.S. Supreme Court. Weather forecast is foggy and mild tonight, mostly sunny and warm today, partly cloudy and warm tomorrow. High today and Friday to be in the upper 70s, low tonight about 60 or so. The probability of rainfall is 10% today and tonight, and 20% tomorrow. The next tide change in the Charleston Harbor will be a high tide cresting at 10:17 this morning. Currently, WCSC temperature 64 degrees. You may be interested to know this is Thursday, January 10th, and on this date in 1861, Florida seceded from the Union. Wasn't that interesting? Thank you, Hank. Hank has dropped a bottle of coffee all over the floor. Hank's our producer.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road.
WCSC, 6:37 is our time. Good morning, now. Zombies.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied.
WCSC, this is Mike Hyatt. Good morning. Time to get it up. Time to get it on here. 6:40, 64 degrees, kind of foggy. Ladies and gentlemen, the impact of brass can never say goodbye. Never say goodbye. Good song here on WCSC. This is Mike Hyatt, and the weather forecast is presented as a service of the Charleston News and Courier. And of course, I invite you, as I always do, to flip open your copy. That sounds strange. Flip open your newspaper to page 2A. Right there, you'll see the weather map and all the associated weather data. And you and Charlie Hall can get together and compare notes with the weatherman and see who's right and who's wrong. The forecast, then, mostly sunny and warm through today, foggy and mild tonight, partly cloudy and warm tomorrow, high today and tomorrow to be in the upper 70s, low tonight to be near 60. The probability of precipitation is 10% today and tonight and 20% on Friday. The next high tide will crest in the Charleston Harbor at 10:17 this very morning, low tide at 4:30 this afternoon. Currently, WCSC temperature 64 degrees right now.
From around the world, around the country, around your block, and up your alley. Time for the East Trucking Company's news cavalcade of the airwaves.
Well, a headline which seems to have come straight from a science fiction film has come across our news desk. This giant frog has caused a pileup on the expressway. Carol, our girl on the go, is down there on the scene.
Yes, I am, Fred, but I've never seen anything like this.
Well, don't go too close to it. Where did it come from?
I believe it came in from the lake.
Good Lord, is it heading towards Baroness Margot Fromage? Baroness?
Hello, beautiful people. We women know the importance of a good moisturizer. Many mornings we wake up with dry, sleep-worn skin. Just this morning I woke lying face down in the gutter. That nasty gravel played havoc with my complexion. So I applied my favorite creamy moisturizer, and those pit marks left by the pebbles just disappeared. Baroness Margot Fromage reminding you, when in doubt, cream it.
Tune in again next time for the Ace Trucking Company's news cavalcade of the airwaves.
Doubt, cream it? What? You can't say that on the radio. I can never say that. 6:47 now with Ringo.
CSC, that's Ringo Starr. All I've got is a photograph of my dirty picture. It is 6:50 now. Good morning. 64 degrees outside right now.
Honey, what's that music?
Dear, did you know Sears is having a tremendous preseason central air conditioning sale?
No, but...
Well, they are.
Sears is having a sale on room air conditioners.
So get down to Sears.
Now.
Save $11 to $50 on window units or $60 to $120 on central air conditioning. Use Sears Deferred Easy Payment Plan at both stores.
hit music on Super CSC. Mike Hyatt in the morning, 651, 64 degrees, David Cassidy, and Cherish.
Cherish is the word I use to describe. Cherish you.
CSC David Cassidy and Cherish.
Yes, I
certainly hope so. 6:55 is our time. Good morning. This is Mike Hyatt in the morning, and I've been talking to Hank, our producer, and he informs me that we are doing some research here on a lady who lives near Huntington, Indiana. It seems that her name is Mrs. Richard Poppy. And is it Pape or Poppy? Mrs. Richard Pape, I suppose. Mrs. Richard Pape and her husband Dick Pape. She's really got an interesting home life. But anyway, Mrs. Richard Pape and Richard Pape, her husband, apparently were really scrutinized by a flying saucer. Back on October 15th, a story has come out. It seems that the flying saucer traveled directly over her husband's truck. She was behind the truck in a car, saw the flying saucer as it followed the truck home. Then apparently it hovered over the barn for a while, and the story that we get is that she saw this thing for about 45 minutes. She lives near Huntington, Indiana. She and her husband are farm folks. They have a couple of farms. They were planting or harvesting or combining beans when all of this happened back on October 15th. Hank, our producer, and I were talking. We said, wouldn't it be interesting if we gave her a call on the telephone, found out about this thing, because, you know, when you talk about flying saucers, everybody has a story about flying saucers, but when you really get down and consider it, almost everybody who has seen a flying saucer has seen something go, you know, and that was it. They say, golly, was that a flying saucer? Or, for the exception of those two men who claim to have been taken aboard down in, where was that, in Alabama or someplace? And that is an interesting story. But almost everybody who sees them, you know, it's confined to lights and things like that. But apparently this woman has seen it for 45 minutes and followed them home like a puppy dog. So it'll be interesting to see if we can round up her telephone number, and then if we can get through and get either she or he on the telephone and talk to them. So it'll be interesting, and I hope you can stay with us. We'll probably do this before 8 o'clock this morning. Here's Diana Ross now on Hit Parade, The Last Time I Saw Him.
Last time I saw him, he sweetly kissed my lips. Last time I saw him, he said, I'll be back for more of this.
CSC. Hit Parade Music. That's Diana Ross and Hoop-a-Doo. Last time I saw him, he was looking back on a Greyhound bus, and I invested the money wisely or something. I don't know. That's her latest release, and I thought we'd put it on for you. It's a good song. Let me invite you now to stay tuned for CBS News coming up next. Listen to that, won't you? Be informed and be a better citizen because of it. And I'll be right back, right after, with more music. This is WCSC Radio, Charleston, South Carolina. Set your watch now and be on time all day. It is 7 a.m. news time.
CBS News. In London, things have gone from bad to worse. As president, his family and a 9-car entourage drove down there last evening, 125 miles from San Clemente. It's a cozy little retreat, 250 acres, 9-hole golf course, tennis court, swimming pool. On the way, the party stopped briefly at Yorba Linda, and Mr. Nixon had the car stop in front of the house where he'd been born 61 years before. And at a McDonald's drive-in in Banning, California, the party stopped, and Bebe Rebozo, the multimillionaire, proved himself the last of the big-time spenders by buying everyone, including the president, a Big Mac. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime, starring Mike Hyatt.
Baby, love me, yes, yes, you does. All the girls outside, yeah.
WCSC, that is Neil Diamond and Cherry Cherry. Hey, Cherry Baby. On WCSC 64 degrees, Mike Hyatt, it is 7:09. And I was just talking to Hank here, and he thrust upon me, actually, he placed in my hand and said, look at there, some information about this flying saucer story that we were talking about earlier. And he says that it's in Huntington, Indiana, and this incident happened on October 15th. Mr. and Mrs. Richard Pape, I believe, P-A-P-E, Mr. and Mrs. Richard Pape were driving back from a bean field or something when they saw a flying saucer, and it was not anything too unusual because a lot of folks have seen flying saucers one time or another. But according to them, as they related it to investigating officers of the sheriff's department, the flying saucer then hovered over the truck being driven by her husband. She, following along in the car, saw the object plainly. It followed her husband home in the truck. And the husband got out of the truck and said, "Call the police." They ran inside, and this flying saucer was there at their farm. And according to Mrs. Richard Pape, it stayed around for about 45 minutes. Her daughter and son-in-law also saw it. They reported all of this to the sheriff's department, and all this happened on October 15th. In the story just now getting to light, apparently some very heavy investigation has been going on. She said the next day, sheriff's officials saw the object again over their farm. They did not see it that day, but it had been seen, had been verified by law officials. Now, according to the information that we have, and we're going to try to call Mrs. Pape later this morning near Huntington, Indiana, this happened at dusk. She said the object was so, she told the police, the object was so bright she could only make out what she thought was a little dome on top as it hovered over her husband's speeding truck as he tried to get the heck out of the field and get back to the house. So later on, we'll see if we can get through. Hank, that's a great job of research. My hat's off to you, sir. Hank, our producer, ladies and gentlemen, who is responsible for much of this madness. 7-11 is our time, 64 degrees outside right now. And this is Gordon Sinclair, a Canadian with a viewpoint of the Americans. Listen, if you will.
United States dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning. I hope Canada is not one of these. There are many smug, self-righteous Canadians. And finally, the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans this morning that it was broke. This year's disaster, with the year less than half over, has taken it all, and nobody, but nobody, has helped.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gordon Sinclair, a Canadian with a Canadian's view on America. Recorded June 5th, 1973.
Honey, what's that music?
Dear, did you know Sears is having a tremendous
sale on room air conditioners?
So get down to Sears
now.
Save $11 to $50 on window units or $60 to $120 on central air conditioning. Use Sears' deferred easy payment plan at both stores.
7:16 is our time now. Good morning. Weather forecast is presented as a service of the Charleston News and Courier, and invite you to flip open your copy of the News and Courier and read with me, if you will, the local forecast. It's all right there. The map, the high pressure cells, low pressure cells, frontal activity, occluded fronts, river basins, you name it, it's there. A weather analysis on page 2A of the Charleston News and Courier. Mostly sunny and warm through today. Foggy and mild tonight. Partly cloudy and warm on Friday. The high today and tomorrow to be in the upper 70s. Low tonight around 60. Just unseasonably warm for this time of year. The probability of rainfall is 10% today and tonight and 20% on Friday. We are expecting a high tide in the Charleston Harbor at 10:17 this morning. Low tide at 4:30 this afternoon. Currently, WCSC temperature is 64 degrees. This was produced by Barry White. The Love Unlimited Orchestra with Love's Theme. Complete with cricket. Listen, I think you'll like this. It's a good song. WCSC. This is Mike Hyatt with Music in the Morning. 7:21 is our time and 64 degrees outside. Produced by Barry White, Love's Theme. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Jones to sing.
I watched the leaves falling to the ground. Can't see.
Jones. I can't stop loving you. Do something else. 7:25 with Mike Hyatt on WCSC with Music in the Morning. Good morning. 64 degrees, kind of foggy this morning, but that'll burn off later today when the sun comes up. Forecast is calling for mostly sunny and warm through tomorrow. You know, thousands of Charleston area residents read Gene Dixon's horoscope forecast column in the Charleston Evening Post. Let's talk about that for just a second. It's like so many other features in the Evening Post. Gene Dixon's column is interesting and intriguing, whether you believe in it or not. The same goes for Hal Boyle's witty column and Carlton Party's column on interior decorating. Then there's Melvin Harris's column on boating and fishing and Clyde Johnson's column, which delves into the intricacies of local politics. Tips on how to stay healthy, for example, are contained in Dr. Peter Steinkomb's column, To Your Health. The Evening Post offers a wide variety of entertaining and absorbing features, plus coverage of latest worldwide, national, and local news. That's why the Evening Post has for years been South Carolina's largest afternoon newspaper. If you'd like to subscribe to the Evening Post, just call 577-7111. This is Neil Diamond.
Lost on a painted sky. Clouds are hung for the poet's eye.
WCSC, that's Neil Diamond. The song is called B. Of course, that's from the soundtrack of the motion picture, Jonathan Livingston Seeker, that was written. And actually, he delivered the song himself, Neil Diamond. Today is Thursday, by the way, January 10th. Not much happened today. Yesterday, of course, was President Nixon's birthday. Today is the birthday of American patriot Ethan Allen. He was born in the state back in 1738. In 1861, Florida seceded from the Union. And in 1920, the League of Nations came into being as the Treaty of Versailles went into effect. Way back in 1925, Mrs. Miriam Ferguson was sworn in as governor of Texas. Wow.
I want to be with the in crowd.
Even more, you'll enjoy the Buchan Room or Lounge in the new Sheridan Motor Inn, North Charleston.
Hit music on Super CSC Chicago.
I'm with you.
CSC with Mike Hyatt and Music in the Morning, 7:35. And here is Dr. John.
Tonight.
That is Dr. John. And such a night. Now 7:37. Good morning. This is Mike Hyatt. I have 64 degrees outside. With Hit Parade Music. Of course, remember Hurricane Smith. Oh, baby, what would you say?
Have I a hope or half a chance to even ask if I could dance with you?
WCSC with Hit Parade Music in the Morning. Hurricane Smith, no babe, what would you say? Well, what can you say when it's over? It's over. 7:40 is our time and 64 degrees outside. Good morning.
Is ready.
They're having a sale, a pre-season sale. Sears is having a sale on room air conditioners.
So get down to Sears
now.
Save $11 to $50 on window units or $60 to $120 on central air conditioning. Use Sears Deferred Easy Payment Plan at both stores.
7:42, this is Mike Hyatt. We're getting ready to place a long-distance telephone call to Huntington, Indiana. And Mrs. Richard Poppy or Papy, she saw a flying saucer for 45 minutes, we understand.
She said, I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me.
Stafford, I don't like like spiders, hitter like snails, puppy dog tails, things like that. 7:45 WCSC. Weather forecast is presented as a service of the Charleston News and Courier. And of course, I simply remind you that on page 2A is a complete and comprehensive weather analysis, all the weather that you could possibly need to know. Mostly sunny and warm through today, foggy and mild tonight, partly cloudy and warm on Friday. High today and tomorrow to be in the upper 70s, low tonight about 60. The probability of rainfall, 10% today and tonight, 20% tomorrow. We expect the next tide change in the Charleston Harbor to be high, cresting at 10:17 this morning. Low tide at 4:30 tonight. Currently, WCSC temperature is 64 degrees. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and get this over with. Dial this number here in Huntington, Indiana, and see if we can reach Mr. or Mrs. Richard Poppy or Pape or whatever it is. And see about this flying saucer thing. It's pretty interesting story. We can get through.
Hello?
Mrs. Richard Papp?
Yeah?
This is Mike Hyatt, Miss Papp. Am I pronouncing your name right?
No, it's Poppy.
Poppy. I'm sorry. I'm calling you from Charleston, South Carolina. Radio station WCSC. Could you tell us what you saw back on October 15th?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. My husband was combining beans, and we've got two farms about maybe a mile and a half or 2 miles apart. So he came home with a combine, wanted me to take him back to get his truck. And when, on the way over, I thought I saw something, but I just thought it was an airplane. Well, when we got out, he said, well, why, that doesn't make any noise, you know, or no wind.
What time of day was this now?
Well, I think it was about 6:30.
Or was it dark then?
Yes, it was dark, and it was raining slightly, I know. And so over these trees, we've got like a woods back of it, with way to the back of about 90 acres. Okay, when, you know, even a helicopter, that's what it reminded you of. So anyway, I proceeded, Dick got, we were both out of the car watching it. And then he got into the truck and he said, you better head for home, because it just worried him when it was so close it made no noise or no wind. Even an airplane or, you know, you'd have heard something.
Right.
And an airplane couldn't stop just above you and wait.
So it was just hanging there, huh?
Yeah, just hanging there. Okay, and then we came out of this bean field, or after it was combined, it was bumpier than all get out, slowly, and it followed. It just kind of stayed over Dick's truck.
That's, you mean it was over the truck now?
Yeah, just over the truck, and I'm falling behind in the car.
My goodness.
It turned again to get on the road. Then it turned that way. It turned, left. Then it followed us up for maybe a half a mile. I'm not too good with directions. It just stayed. Dick was in front of me, and it stayed above him.
Did you get a good long look at it while all this was going on?
He had a good long look, but still, the lights were so bright, but it made no noise whatsoever, and, you know, not even a hum, because it was still night. And so it just stayed with him, and then when we turned again to go up our road, it stayed with Dick, and I had all kind of terrible thoughts. I thought, if they stop me, I'll run over them, and then I got to thinking they must be smarter than me, or they'd be, and we'd be learning about them, because I never believed in other, you know, people on other planets or anything. I'm a believer now, I'll tell you. Then when we turned in the driveway, it still was over Dick's truck. Well, by that time, I was getting a little nutty, so I ran in the house, and I noticed my married daughter and husband happened to, they just happened to come over, and I ran in and said, something's following us. So they run out, and they seen it too, and it stayed over our barn a while. Then it went on down to our creek. We got kind of a creek, and it stayed there, and then it just took off so fast that you couldn't even, you know, see it.
But you could never make out what it was because the lights were so bright, right?
Well, I had the impression, I was behind Dick, and I think there was like a dome on the top.
Uh-huh.
You know, like a disc with a dome.
And the whole thing was glowing, huh?
Yes, it was just like a bright iridescent light, I'd say. Real bright.
Hmm.
But it just felt like someone was spying on you. And I just don't think our government's got anything that would hoover over you at a standstill or turn a corner so sharp, you know, like you would a car, and be that low. Do you know what I mean? I just don't know what it was, but it scared us out of our wits. And even Dick said, well, go call the police. So, but then they got the directions. We live on a farm, and they were on the other side. you know, on another road.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
They didn't see it, but if they would have came when I called them, because we've seen it for like 45 minutes.
Hmm. Did you notice any strange effects? Like, did you find any residue over the bean field, or did you find...
No.
Just it was just in the air, and...
That's what I got to thinking later. You thought all kind of, why wasn't it real hot?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why didn't it burn us or something? I don't know. We'd never thought about it, or, you know, I hadn't read anything about flying saucers. And
first time you'd ever seen one, too, huh?
Yes, and I don't care if I see any more.
And you hope it's the last time, too?
It gives you a creepy fit. You know, you just don't think right, even.
What did your husband have to say about it? Since it was over his truck, I imagine that he got some eerie feelings, too.
Yeah, he did. He was just shocked that it would follow us. You know, and then other people say, well, maybe it's our government. Well, why would they spy on a farmer and a, you know, combining beans? Or then he had to go back the next day and to disc the field. And he said, boy, he about broke his neck turning around looking for something. You know what I mean? He just felt like any time he'd be seeing it again. So, but I don't know what it was. But then the next night, the sheriff, they kind of laughed at us. They asked what we were drinking, and we don't drink except Pepsi. Next night, they seen it.
Oh, they did?
Uh-huh. Dale Smitley, one of the sheriffs, seen it. So then he came rushing in and asked me if I'd seen, you know, and there were people had called in and said they spotted something over our farm.
He had just thought to take a picture of it.
Do you know, that's what I say when you're scared. My daughter had her camera, and she ran around out in the yard screaming and looking. You know what I mean? I don't know if we thought they were going to land. But when it turned so many times with us, and she never took the picture.
I mean, too excited.
Yeah, too excited. You just don't react. Just like me, I'm not a killer, and I was going to just run over them if they stopped me in the car. I wasn't going to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I was scared.
Well, we wanted to talk to you, if we could get to you, and get you on the phone and see, get it firsthand. Since you are one of the few people who really have seen one for, you know, an extended period of time. A lot of people see them going zip through the air, but you saw one.
It just stayed with Dick's truck and that's what I couldn't understand. And then I felt it was lower than what it was because I wondered why it wasn't getting in the wires. But my husband said it probably wasn't that low. It was just our nerves felt like it was, you know, lower. But I don't know. I don't understand it really. So, and he's a Marine, and very little things scare him, and that's what he said, call the police as soon as we got home. But that didn't help much. Do nothing.
Miss Poppy, thank you so much for talking to us. I really have enjoyed our conversation.
Well, thank you.
Have a good day now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, she's very nice lady, wouldn't you say so? Drinking that Pepsi Cola? Keeping those eyeballs rolled back, looking up the sky. That's Steelers Field, and I'm stuck. Jam up and jelly tight in the middle with you.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm getting there with you. You and him, I'm getting there with you.
WCSC, hit parade music like Hyde in the Morning on a Thursday. Old Elvis Presley tune done by Donny Osmond.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you lonesome tonight?
Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? WCSC Radio Charleston, 8 o'clock, set your watch.
This is Bob Smith, WCSC News for Red and White Stores. There is growing suspicion on Capitol Hill that U.S. oil companies and not the...